Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to another episode of Dear God, Am I Doing This? In today's episode, I'm going to touch on a very sweet and important topic, which is all about play and playing as adults and how we can incorporate this into our spiritual practice and how this opens up our channels, our chakras, and gets us closer to living a beautifully fulfilled life and closer to the divine. So let's dive in.
And sometimes we gotta jump right in and ask ourselves,
Dear God, am I doing this?
In today's world, it is very go, go, go. It is very fast moving. I know this because I've been through the stages of cultivating my business and in my career and creating things and having that drive and that discipline for success, whether that's in your physical body, fitness, or if you're trying to create world-class business and all these things in life. I don't know what your spiritual practice is like, but I've come to learn over the years that playing as adults opens up these channels, these beautiful and powerful, potent channels to connect with the divine, to connect with your higher self. And when we play, it gives us that ease and that joy, and it activates fulfillment within our lives. I get it. I understand the need, the drive, the motivation, the discipline that one has to create success in their lives. I understand all the hard work and focus and busyness that we can have, say we have, create for ourselves in this life, all in hopes to reach our goals, all in hopes to get to the next level of where it is that we want to be. However, in my own experience, because I've been there, have been times I've even caught myself saying, I'm just too busy. I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm busy. But busyness without play leads to burnout. Busyness without play hinders one's intuition. Busyness without play just isn't fun. And my God, if the divine is looking down at us in our realm of busyness, in the sea of all the tasks and obligations that we have, and we are not playing, incorporating play into our lives, what kind of a life is this? I believe that the success, the motivation, the love, everything that it is that we're looking for in life can be achieved through play. And I'm not saying, hey, drop everything and go play in the sand. I'm talking about playing for adults, but also deriving the initial act of playing. So when we are children, or if you have children, they will always ask you to play. Mommy, daddy, let's play. Let's play a game. Let's play. Play is such an important aspect in the lives of children. And there's a lot to be learned from that. When we are adults, we want to play. We want to incorporate consciousness, awareness, presence, laughter, all of that into our play. Because when we make time to play, that is indeed a high form of a spiritual practice, whether that is in, you know, opening up your creative juices like art or music, dance, yoga, fitness, building, creating. Think about all the different elements of play, adventure, playing pretend, all these different things that we can use in our adult play, right? So when we play and just have fun, right? Like have fun and laugh and do all these wonderful activities that can truly open up the chakras. So especially like that sacral chakra, that creativity, right? And it eventually rises up and connects us to God in a very profound way. Because when our channels are blocked, we aren't clear on the messages that we receive from God. And when we are not clear, when our channels aren't opened up because we are too busy with busy work, busy stuff, busyness, that is no good for one's soul. In my work, in my mentorship, in my healing, I've come across a lot of depressed people. People who are stuck in a rut. People who are going through grief and jobs that are unfulfilling for them. People who have manifested physical pain and ailments throughout their bodies. The advice that I always give is do things that bring you joy. Do things that will make you laugh. Do things that will ignite your creative juices. Do things that make you feel youthful. Those are the things that will allow us joy and fulfillment in this life. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how we can incorporate play as a spiritual practice. So I know that there are many ways to have a spiritual practice. And it's not to say that one has to stick with one way, but play is definitely a key component to incorporate into one's spiritual practice. So let's just say, you know, you're meditating and you have a job, career, you're working, you're focused. Without that 24 hours, even if it's just 20 minutes, take some time to do something fun, something that takes you out of your comfort zone, that pushes your expansion, that pushes your capacity, because that is going to open up gateways. And truly, playing really does that. When we make time for play in life, it does something to our vibration. So let's just talk about manifesting, for example, right? It's like, I know because I used to do this. I literally used to do all the things. Like, this was already after I discovered energy, right? Energy work, energy healing, that kind of thing. I also used to think of manifestation as this really hardcore thing. Like, yeah, okay, I'm journaling, I'm visualizing, I'm doing all these things, but the way that some of these gurus out there, like, no shame, no blame, I love you all, but like, it's serious. It's serious. they make it seem so serious. Like I literally have to discipline myself and visualize all the things 100 times a day and affirm to myself 100 times a day until it comes to fruition, but and journal it, write it down 100 times a day. But no, once that is not fun. Once you understand energy and energy work and just energetics in general, you will know that the only thing really between you and your desire is your vibrational difference. And when we align ourselves with the vibration of what it is that we want, that is when we get what we want. That is when the manifestation comes. But in the manifestation process, figuring out what your vibrational state is isn't always easy, right? Because we work from emotions. We are emotional human beings. We have all these different feelings and senses and different components of our mind that affect our body and different components of our body that affect our mind, which in turn it affects our vibrational state and our outer world. And so I get it. It's complicated. You know, I'm not going to make this a sales pitch right now or anything like that, but I do have a vibrational match assessment. It's really easy to use because I actually created this because I know that gauging one's energy, measuring it can be difficult, but there are certain key components that one can use to assess themselves, to see what their vibrational state is at in comparison to that of their desire. So I'm actually going to link that in the show notes or in the description below. If you're interested, check it out. It's $4.99. You know, use it for life. It's pretty cool. Anyway, back to the topic here. So our vibrational state, right? When we play, our vibration becomes this open field. An open field for all the downloads that God is trying to send you to come in. So when I say play, I don't mean just play for fun. As a spiritual practice, when we play, there is transmissions in the works. There's magic happening in the works. There are signs, synchronicities, symbols, intuition, next level things that are happening to your energy, to your mind, to your brain, to your spirit, to your field as you play. Because when we play, we drop expectation. We have no expectation. We have no attachment to an outcome. We are just open. It's kind of like surrendering, right? Surrendering to play, which is also like surrendering to the divine. Because when we surrender in this way and we play and we have fun and we enjoy ourselves and we laugh so hard till, you know, one of those belly laughs till you where you can't breathe. Oh man, those are the best. It is not only therapeutic and good for your health, but we can access higher states of consciousness. We can access our God mind. We can access our manifestations. We can access that untapped energy even further. So I actually have an acronym that I made up for the word play. So P is for presence. So like obviously being present in the present moment, no distractions, nothing. When you play, you are here. You are engaging your senses, your energy, your being into the moment, which is a great way to practice mindfulness and presence and also liberation. You are liberated from any stress, any discomfort, any worries or constraints, and you allow yourself for spontaneity and for spontaneous moments and creativity to actually flourish. Flourish. Your creativity will flourish. This is liberating. This is liberation. A for authenticity. Because when we are playing, again, you know, I talk about authenticity a lot, but you truly are embracing your true self. You're tapping into your creative endeavors, expressing yourself freely and flowing and playfully and fostering self-discovery and self-expression in ways that are true to you. You don't have to wear any mask or anything like that. You're being authentic. So, and the last is usefulness. Now, but usefulness, playing brings out our youth. It brings out our capabilities for that initial spark, that initial sense of wonder and curiosity and it just really being in the now. When we play, we connect to our inner child. When we play, it becomes a portal, direct access to open up gateways in our life that we thought were blocked, that we thought were closed. If you're feeling any stagnancy in life, play. If you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling burnt out, play. And when I say play, I mean play in the ways that feel good to you. Play. Even if you don't know what that is, go outside and play in the sand. Go run, kick a ball. Go and build something. Go and paint, draw, sing a song, do a cartwheel, roll in the grass. Like, go on a trampoline. Just play. Play. But really, play a game with loved ones. Have a lighted conversation. All these different elements will help you to access parts of yourself that will work for your next level self. That will give you the answers that you're looking for. That will connect you to God. That will bring you joy, most importantly. That will help you stay youthful in life. So the next time you're feeling down or you're feeling something's going on in your body that you're not quite sure about, whatever it is, baby, just go. I'm your host, Sarah Soul, mystic mentor and energy healer. So I would love to know what you guys thought about this episode. And I want to know in the ways in which you invite play into your spiritual practice and into your life and how you feel that affects you. You can send me any details on that at hello@lovesarahsoul.com. I will see you in the next episode.